Hey, it's Nick Harcourt at 88.5 FM, and I'm here with Willie Nelson on the bus.
Hey.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time since I last saw you. I had to remind you with a photograph.
Yeah, we were looking good. Yeah. How long ago was that?
That was 2000.
Oh, I can't remember that.
Yeah, me neither. So long ago. I want to talk about My Way, which is obviously your brand new album. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about Sinatra before we get into listening to some of the songs. I read somewhere that you and your sister grew up listening to Sinatra.
Yeah, we did. And I was still am a huge fan of Frank Sinatra. He's my favorite singer and has been ever since I first heard him. And I got to know him. We sang a couple of songs together and got to be good friends. And so, you know, it was good.
Around about what age were you when you first heard his music?
Oh, 14, 15 years old, I guess.
And what other music were you listening to at the time? How did that stand out compared with other stuff you were listening
Glenn
to?
Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey
right.
And all those big bands. And I was listening to all those. Also, the country stuff I was listening to, Hank Williams and those guys, Bob Wills.
When you were listening to him at the beginning, was it the early stuff he was doing with Harry James, the big band stuff?
All that big band stuff, I remember, yeah.
What was it about him that got your attention?
Well, he was a great singer, a great phraser, and I liked his attitude. I'm just a huge Sinatra fan.
Why don't we pick a song to listen to? What's the first one you think we should listen to?
How about Fly Me to the Moon?
Fly Me to the Moon. It's Willie Nelson singing Sinatra on 88.5. It's Nick Harcourt at 88.5. Our guest in studio is Willie Nelson. We're talking about his new album, My Way, which is various Frank Sinatra songs as interpreted by Willie. Fly Me to the Moon was a massive hit for him. And if I'm right, I think it was a Quincy Jones production with all the crazy arrangements that he was doing for him at that time. And Sinatra's actually gone through a lot of incarnations. He went through a lot of incarnations as a singer. And
a movie star. He went through all that.
Bobby Soxer, idol,
yeah.
Back in the beginning. And as you said, a movie star and musicals. As well as some serious movie roles.
Right.
You've taken a few incarnations yourself as well and worked with a lot of different people over the years. When you look back at Sinatra's music, what do you think was your favorite time of the music that he was recording?
I love those big band sounds he was doing in the beginning where I first heard him, you know. And you mentioned Quincy Jones. He was a great arranger and I had the pleasure of working with him later on. So I just really love that kind of music.
When did you actually first meet Frank?
I think I first met him when we did the original records we did together. We did Foggy Day in London Town. We did My Way. And this is for his album. And we also did a commercial for Space Travel or something. He and I and I forget who. I think maybe Reagan was there. I'm not sure. But I got to know him, and we hung out and said hello, and we worked a few shows in Vegas together and Palm Springs. The last time I saw him, I think, was in Palm Springs.
I was watching you probably sitting where we're sitting now with Stephen Colbert a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he played that commercial that you'd done for NASA, I think it was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's good fun, and I would encourage anybody who's listening to hit the Google and go try find it. It's pretty funny. Pretty weird, really, when you look
really,
back at
when
it.
When you think about it, yeah.
Why don't we pick another song? Another one.
My Way.
The title of the album. I want to come and talk to you about that in a minute. It's Nick Harcourt with Willie Nelson at 88.5. From the new album, it's the title cut. It's Nick Harcourt with Willie Nelson on the bus. And we were just listening to My Way, which is the title cut from the new album of Sinatra songs. Why did you decide to record these Sinatra songs at this time in your life?
I don't know. I've always done a lot of pop standards around. I did the Stardust album many, many years ago. And we did an album called Without a Song. It had a bunch of standards in it. And I love the old standards. And Sinatra was as good as it gets when you talk about old standards.
The American Songbook has always been an important part of your live performances as well.
Absolutely.
As you've worked through the various collaborations in your career and the people that you've worked with, the people that you've covered, do you have a particular album that you can look back on and say, yeah, when I worked with that guy, the peak? I mean, you've done so much stuff. Merle Haggard.
Yeah, it would be impossible to figure out, to, you know, try to find my favorite duet album or my favorite duet singers, because there's been a lot of them, you know, and it'd be impossible to pick a favorite.
You know, one of the things you mentioned about Sinatra was the attitude.
We're not happy till you're not happy.
he's noted for the attitude, perhaps almost as much as for his phrasing. Did you try to bring some of those things into your own performances?
Oh, I don't know whether I did or not. He and I are a lot alike in that respect, and so I imagine a lot of my attitudes and things came through one way or another. So I'm sure at one point I was expressing myself in similar ways.
What was it about his phrasing? I read somewhere where you said he didn't worry about being behind the beat or in front of the beat.
It's a real tricky thing, phrasing, and you can either do it or you'll be terrible at it. Next thing you know, you'll be in another town, you know, if you start fooling around too much with phrasing. But I enjoy doing it. I enjoy playing with it and trying it, and it seems like it comes kind of natural to me to phrase, and I'm sure that's one reason why I enjoyed his phrasing so much.
There's a lot of songs that Frank Sinatra has recorded over the years. Did you have a tough time picking the 11, I think, songs that are on this album?
Well, not really. I just went through the list of Sinatra songs that I saw and liked and felt like I could do 10 or 12 of them real easy. And I just went through there and picked out the first 10 or 12 that I thought would be easy to do. And I could probably do 10 or 20 more, you know.
Let's pick another song to listen to. We listened to My Way. We listened to Fly Me to the Moon. Let's pick another one.
You pick one.
Me? How about It Was a Very Good Year? Why'd you pick this one?
It's a great song. You know, no other reason. It's just a good song.
I'm talking with Willie Nelson about the album My Way, and we're going to listen to a track from it. It Was a Very Good Year. It's 88.5. It's 88.5, Nick Harker, your host, Willie Nelson. We're on the bus, and we're talking about the new album, My Way, which is a collection of songs made famous by Frank Sinatra. This is your second album this year. Last Man Standing came out a little bit earlier on in the year. Mm-hmm. And I was taking a quick look at the amount of material you've been releasing in the last 5 years, and mm-hmm. you are as busy, if not busier, than ever.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Any particular reason?
Not really. It hadn't been that difficult. You know, I just kind of been doing what I felt like doing.
You're relentlessly on tour. Yeah. When do you find the time to actually get in the studio and record?
You know, while we're out here touring, well, we're all, me and my producer, Buddy Cannon, are always talking to each other, sending songs back and forth and writing songs back and forth. And when we get something we really like, he'll go in and cut a track on it, and next thing you know, we've got 8 or 10 songs cut on a track, and he'll bring them down to my studio in Austin, and I'll go in and put my vocals on it. And we have kind of a system worked out that seems to work for us.
What's your next project?
Well, I'm working on a duet album with different singers that I've worked with over the past, you know, couple of years, from George Strait to Jessica Simpson and different artists, Van Morrison, those folks that we've done duets with, and we put them together and have an album of duets.
There are so many people that you have worked with. Is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you would like to?
No. No, I'm just, that was joking.
I thought you were serious. Like, no, I'm good. Is there anybody that you've perhaps tried to work with and the stars haven't lined up?
I've been lucky enough to work with practically everybody. I can't think of anybody that's turned me down, you know. So,
right.
It just kind of happens whenever we run into each other. We want, let's do a song together, and it happens. And next thing you know, we've got a nice record.
We're going to listen to one more song from the album, and then we're going to come back and actually listen to another song that we want to talk about that's not on the album. What's the last song from this album that you want us to go out with?
Well, I thought we might do the one with Norah Jones.
What is this thing called, Love? It's with Norah Jones from Willie Nelson's album, My Way. It's 88.5, Nick Harker, your host. Before we wrap things up here with Willie, I want to talk a little bit about something else that's really important to you. I know you've been very active supporting various political races, and it's really important for you to get the vote out, isn't it? So tell us about this last song that we're going to listen to.
Well, I wrote this song right after the Florida shootings, you know, and all those folks got killed, and the young people around the country were out there marching against guns and et cetera. And I was over in Maui, and we did this benefit over there for those. Me and Chris was there, Steven Tyler, some more folks. And I started thinking about it, and I was telling the kids there that I want to think about what's going on, and if you don't like what's going on out there, just go vote them out. You're young, and you can vote, and so go vote them. And the next thing you know, I started writing the song, Vote Them Out.
Here it is. We're going to wrap it up. My guest, Willie Nelson, and this is Vote Them Out. Great to see you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.